Everybody has symbols. Symbols that reflect stability. When I was a child, one of the symbols in this country that reflected stability was General Motors. General Motors was the backbone of the American economy. Charlie Wilson said, "What's good for General Motors is good for America." And people believe that. The strength of the American dollar. The dollar was a symbol not only here, but a symbol around the world as to economic security. Those were symbols. And at the time, people did not believe that those symbols would ever crumble. As a child, I was led to believe that there was more energy than could ever be consumed. You remember Ready Kilowatt? Energy is, or electricity is penny cheap. So burn it all day long. We've got more than enough. Those were symbols. Symbols of security and stability. Well, the symbol in the gospel today is the temple. Jesus' contemporaries believed that Jerusalem was the very center of the world. And in fact, that the temple occupied the very central spot, the geographical center of the world. There are ancient maps that show the world as it was known at that time, and Jerusalem and the temple are in the center. So for the temple to be destroyed, for the temple to fall down, for there to be a destruction of the temple was the end of the world as we knew it. Jesus says that stuff's going to happen. So don't get upset. And you'll hear of wars and insurrections, and don't be afraid. That stuff's bound to happen. Well, what the people want to know is, when's all this stuff going to happen? What are the indicators that will tell us it's about to occur? Jesus says, forget about that. Just forget about it. Oh, some people will come and say, this is going to happen or that's going to happen. Don't follow them. Don't be led astray. Now, this desire to know is a very human desire. We all want to know what's going to happen. All of us would rather be prepared than caught by surprise. Forewarned is forearmed. Knowledge is power. I may not be able to control the circumstance, but if I know it's going to occur, then I can take some steps, take some action. So there's a natural desire to know. People want to know so they can prepare themselves. Some people want to know just because of curiosity. Other people want to know everything just because they're nosy. You know, like human vacuum cleaners going through the world and picking up everything. Jesus says, forget about knowing it. What he is telling his disciples is that there is to be a trust in God. Everything is passing away. What remains is God. And what remains is the fulfillment of God's plan. You know, sometimes we act as if we didn't know how the story is going to end. Well, we know how the story is going to end. All of creation is being, not will be, is being drawn into unity with God. That's the effect of the suffering and dying and rising of the Lord and the sending of the Spirit. There's no doubt about that. That's how it's going to happen. Now, precisely when this is going to occur, that Jesus says, that's immaterial. You know what's going to be. And so place your trust in God. Place your confidence there. And do not let the events that occur around you overwhelm you. Do not allow yourself to be victimized by those events. He's also, in effect, telling us, do not be so focused on preserving this moment that you use all of your energy and your resource to do that, because it's not going to last. You know, sometimes we accumulate so much as a protection, as a hedge for safety to preserve. And as we do that, we can become more and more consumptive so that there never is enough, that there's always the need for more. And in the end, we become dominated by or possessed by our possessions. And all of that is for the sake of security. All of it is to be safe. St. Teresa of Avila, a great reformer of the church and teacher, a Carmelite nun, spent much of her life establishing Carmelite monasteries. And she said to her sisters, when the end of the world comes and everything collapses, it would be a shame, in fact, it would be a scandal, if Carmelite monasteries made a big noise while they fell down. She said, live simply. Have what you need, but do not acquire for the sake of acquiring. Place your confidence, place your trust in God. You and I are called to be people of hope. Charles Péguy, the poet, says that the faith that God loves most is hope. As we pray today, we celebrate, as we always do, the end of the story. We celebrate the suffering and the dying and the rising of the Lord in the Eucharist. We celebrate that moment in which all of creation is drawn into union with God. A process that is underway and a process that will be finished and complete. We celebrate the truth that frees us from all those other ways of struggling to sustain and to protect. We turn to the Lord God and we pray in faith.
For protection from the prophets of doom, who mislead themselves and those who follow them. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For protection from wars between nations and from civil strife, for this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For protection from catastrophes that kill, from earthquakes, typhoons, and epidemics, for this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the protection from the evils of globalization and unbridled consumerism, for this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. and for the healing of the sick, especially Shirley Casillas, Vicky Mars, Nick Baker, and Scott Murphy. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.